Hey people, are you in the market for a pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. At Retrospects, they have everything you could possibly want, from restoration to prescription. They have the new stuff. They have the vintage stuff. They do it all. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com or you can visit their website at www.retrospects.com. We're also sponsored today by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. If you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks, go to www.capecodpolish.com and order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of usable gloves. I've been using them for over 15 years and I wouldn't use anything else. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, we speak to my friend Randy Brandoff of 11 James. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on, watch fans? I'm with my good friend Randy Brandoff. CEO and founder of 11 James. Randy, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm in New York City, in Chelsea, and Randy agreed to meet me and do a follow-up interview from what I did last year when he just launched 11 James. 11 James is a private membership club where essentially you can have watches and try before you buy. Randy, so how's it been going for you, man, since the launch of the company? You've gotten a lot of press and PR. It's been incredible from what I've seen from my side, but obviously you're the man on the spot. Can you tell me about things that have happened within the company that you never expected, or really cool things that have happened out of this whole birth of this new creation that you have?
Absolutely. Things have been phenomenal. 11 James, you know, I came from a different asset class in the luxury collaborative world.
Right.
I came from private aviation.
Right.
And the whole notion early on was just providing a collaborative model, an alternative to outright ownership for high-end watches.
Right.
And I knew that I would do this, and I was surrounded by thousands of affluent and ascendant watch lovers who I thought would do it as well. And I said, you know, let's put the baby out there and see where it goes. And we're now finishing our sixth quarter, and it's really been unbelievable. Our members are exceedingly happy. We're adding, you know, members, you know, 50, 100 members a month.
Wow.
We have, you know, from around the country, with demand really pretty much global, we have unbelievable collection of watches, 30 plus brands represented, from, you know, latest, greatest new models to iconic models, discovery brands and models, and vintage. And our members are, you know, exceedingly happy. 79% of our members are renewing and upgrading when they renew because they want ever more of the product. And what's been particularly interesting as we've, you know, rolled into 2015 is the notion of try before you buy is coming to reality, where we're selling a high percentage of our members' watches who just can't
part
with
what they have. That's what I was just going to ask you. Speaking of the baby, you're having a baby in about 15 to 20 days. Congratulations. That's huge.
That's my other startup.
Your second bubble up.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a boy.
Well, we don't know what it is.
We don't know. But hopefully, from all the signs, right?
I think it'll be a boy. But let it be happy and healthy child.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
L'chaim.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you feel like with this, with the birth of this, this new venture that, you know, you came from aviation, you've done different ventures in your life, you know, you've done tequila as well, you were responsible for Avion, which was extremely successful as well. Would you say that, how is this different from those things? Is it, I mean, I understand the principle is the same, the product is different, but is there anything that's surprised you or that's made you be like, wow, I never knew this about this specific business?
I think that the breadth of interested members we're seeing is surprising.
Yeah.
You know, I came from a world of affluent collectors.
Right.
And I knew how to target that market, and I knew what kind of demand existed.
Right.
But, you know, you hear so much about how the millennial generation don't wear watches, don't like watches.
Right.
And, you know, all the buzz that the Apple Watch was all, they were all going to wear only the Apple Watch. And with the launch of our entry-level enthusiast collection at $149 a month price point,
right,
we're getting a tremendous amount of interest from 20-somethings, early 30-somethings.
Which is huge, by the way.
Who are new to the industry, that, you know, they own one or fewer watches, but they've always been curious. And they just said, I don't own much in my life. I don't own my car. I don't own my apartment. I don't own... And owning watches at thousands of dollars or more was an awfully big jump when I grew up telling time on my phone.
Sure.
And we're seeing huge demand of folks who want nice watches. It's a misconception that they don't. They just didn't like the only available structure was to buy them. Because they're also, in today's technology world, we're all ADD. And
we want it now, and we want the information at our
exactly
fingertips.
Right. And we want variety because of ADD. So now we're taking the proposition of I want watches, but it's thousands of dollars, and it's more than that because I want multiple. To it's $100, $200 a month. I get the variety I want, and it's just fun.
So for $1,800 a year, essentially, which
less if you prepay, but yeah,
if you prepay, because you get a discount if you pay in full for the year. But essentially, what are you getting at that for the $1,800? Like
that would be the enthusiast collection of watches at average $5,000 retail.
Yep.
So you enjoy three watches each for 4 months at a time across
Amazing.
The year for $150. So it's the equivalent of spending $15,000 at retail for, you know, for basically a little more than 1/10 of that, you get to enjoy them.
So that was the model basically for all of your different tiers is, you know, 10% of what the retail of
plus or minus.
Plus
yes.
or minus, more or less. That's really interesting. So have you found that, you know, what sort of, because I know, like, you know, watch collectors are finicky. Like, in the beginning, did you have a lot of pushback from people? Like, this is never going to work?
Did we
you
met,
ever...
from on the macro level, we, you know, I heard early on, get people like to own their watches.
Right.
But I had a unique vantage point. I remember when marquee and NetJets were getting popular, people were like, no, wealthy guys own their own planes.
Right.
Well, multi-billion-dollar industry later, we've proven wealthy guys like to enjoy planes and not always own them.
150%.
When Exclusive Resorts and now Inspirato created multi-billion-dollar vacation club businesses, same thing. Wealthy guys own their vacation clubs.
Yeah, Airbnb, well, and there's so many.
People like variety and access as
100%.
Well. 100%. You know, rent the runway. I remember girls saying, no, girls own their dresses. Well, they have 80,000 or hundreds of thousands of customers. So the refrain of, no, guys want to own their watches, watches are different, they're not different. It's just no one's ever had an opportunity not to own it.
That's right. No one's made it accessible to them before.
Exactly right.
Until you did this.
So are there folks who want to own? Of course there are.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get all, you can't please all the people all the time, and you'll go crazy trying. But know that there's a big enough market of folks who you can. And another niche that's been interesting was we had one member who memorably said, there are more watches I'd ever want to date than ever want to marry. And it's the notion not so much of try before you buy, but of try because I don't want to buy.
Right.
You know, a guy who's used to buying Rolexes or Patek's, who will use this to mess around with an AP or a Hublot or a crazy colored Vacheron. And it allows them to scratch that itch without having to buy more watches that they don't feel comfortable owning.
So take me through this. So, like, let's say somebody, you know, does the entry level, and let's say they get a Tudor.
Yep.
And they're like, you know what? I don't like this watch. Can they send it back?
Totally.
Without having it affect the three watch thing, it's still in their first watch?
Yeah. If, you know, a week in, a month into that first 4 month rotation, you say, I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
Send it back, we'll send you something else.
That's amazing.
But the thing is, this is not a program built on surprises.
Yeah.
You know, you want a surprise and delight overall in luxury
course.
Service,
yeah,
but you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
surprise with the watches.
Yeah.
Starting with your application, you're specifically designating your short list of six favorites in your collection. And we also then have a full profile on you of your do's and don'ts. What you do and don't like, brands you do and don't like, types of watches you do and don't like, sizes, materials, you name it. So we are supremely confident and are well informed of your preferences
sure.
when we send you that watch. And before we send it to you, we'll tell you days before we send an email with a picture saying, we have you paired with this. Is this what you want?
Wow.
So now, in reality...
So it's a full concierge service as
100%.
Well, on top of this.
Now, in reality, the watch you think you want isn't always the watch that you like. It's uncomfortable for certain people. You never know. So we allow for the fact that you might not like it and you want to send it back. We'll send you something else. But it's not random. It's not, you know, we were going to send you a colored T-shirt. We picked red. You should have sent you blue. It's not like that.
Right. Okay. And what has been the overall reaction from... Okay, so you have the aficionados, you have the watch collectors, you have the bloggers, celebrities. What has been the interaction or the crowd reaction from watch companies specifically? I mean, I know you... I don't want to get into specifics of who or what or when or where, but overall, have watch companies been receptive to this idea?
The overwhelming response has been very positive.
Good.
And the answers are a fewfold. One, we're putting luxury watches on a pedestal.
Yep.
We're not, you know, we're saying watches are awesome and they're fun to wear. And every single brand we have, every model we have, we photograph ourselves. We try and talk about its heritage, its history, that each watch's story.
Yep.
And we try and make every watch the hero. So no brand can ever be like, well, you know, you can be comfortable if you're a brand manager knowing that, you know, your brand, your pre-owned watch is in our hands and being, you know, being sold out of our, you know, being marketed out of our collection. A. B. 30% of our members are new to luxury watches. So
right.
We're broadening the moat and the opportunity for your product. And C. In an industry that has no try before you buy, we're helping people get ever more excited and educated, discover new things they want, and then they're going out and buying them. Sometimes they buy it from us, straight from our collection as pre-owned. Sometimes they go to their local retailer and get it new.
Great, and I'm sure you have, you know, and what's exciting for me is, you know, Randy and I have worked together now for over 2 years in various capacities. What's exciting for me is, you know, 11 James is coming on as a sponsor very soon to this podcast. And for all of the, you know, It's About Time with Amitav Honda listeners, there will be some special perks that can be enjoyed when you sign up at any level. And that will vary depending on the level of membership you sign up for. So, you know, this will be a great way for you to dip your toe in the water and try before you buy and expand your horizons. You may not know about watches. You may be afraid. And the good thing is that Randy's team is amazing. I mean, I know that it's expanded so much within the last year, right? I've seen you. You want to tell us about the press that you've gotten in the last year? I've seen you on TV.
I mean, we've been extremely fortunate. It's an interesting... It resonates. The idea resonates and really hits home for people. And we've been probably 200 different print articles from the world's biggest publications, you know, New York Sunday Times, Business, to Forbes and Fortune, to every, you know, industry watch publication.
A Blog to Watch has been good.
Of course.
Oh, Dinky has written something about you,
yeah.
Which is massive.
And then, you know, from CNBC to CNN International to Fox Business and a number of others. I mean, what was really fun was last month we were a question. 11 Games was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I saw that. That's amazing.
Like, wow,
that's really
cool. We must be resonating somewhere.
I saw Terry Crews with that. And don't forget, I'm the only Indian, probably, right, as far as press goes, that we did an amazing podcast last year when Randy first started this. And it was really fun, and I have to say I was one of the few that was very privy to all this info before the world was. And even at that time, I remember being like, this is going to be a home run rock star from day one when you and I had this conversation. And I think, you know, what you're doing is essentially you're creating phenomenal business for the watch industry. And they should be really happy because you're creating awareness that... I don't think you could quite get if you're reading a blog. Because you read a blog or you go into a watch store, you go into a watch event, and you may remember that event, but it may not... there's no call to action, right? With this, there's a call to action, which makes it very interesting.
This is, by definition, an experiential product.
100%.
You know, in the private jet world, our sales guy would say, you got to park me some planes so I can bring prospects to get on it, see it, feel it, touch it.
Right.
And that's when they'll buy a jet card, buy a fraction.
Right.
With watches, it's the same thing. The picture in the magazine or on TV is not the same thing as having it on your wrist.
Definitely.
And more importantly, having the people around you notice it and say, wow, nice watch. That's hot. That's awesome. You look great. And we're allowing folks to take test drives. And That is driving transactions in a way that the model has never allowed for previously.
But test drives not around the block or for 2 days, but
no, for two, three, four months at a time.
Yeah. Which is massive.
It's like short enough that you couldn't possibly get sick of it, but it's long enough to have a real, build a real relationship.
And like, what about, you know, have you had issues mechanically with watches, things like that?
It's a lot like Airbnb, which you referenced earlier. The vast majority of the time, there's no issues whatsoever. In fact, our watches are in better shape than the average watch out there. The average watch out there, what would you say? Every 2, 3, 4 years, a watch owner actually takes their watch to get cleaned and serviced? Our watches are professionally inspected and maintained every 2, 3, 4 months.
Wow.
So they're in better shape and they look better than the average owned watch out there. So, but very, I mean, do things happen? Yeah. People and machines, things happen. But the vast majority of the time, our watches are perfect.
Now, do you envision this? I mean, you said something about this being coming a global demand, obviously. Do you envision it being in London and Europe, or is it already? I don't know.
We are not shipping watches internationally. I think the best way to do it would not be to spend time with watches in the air going around the globe, but to build a collection and a team on each continent and ship it that way. We definitely have plans for that. The demand is seemingly there. But I'm a big believer in crawling before you walk, before you run.
Perfected here
exactly.
In New York, and then
not in New York, in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yeah,
but it's a New York-based company.
Our bodies are here, but we have members. I think 30% or so of our membership is New York-based. The rest is around the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these members, because one of the things you get when you join 11 James at any level are the amazing value adds, the parties.
Great events, concierge services, the community is vibrant and active. There's, you know, hundreds, if not really thousands of dollars combined of value-added benefits from our alliance partners, you know, which are other great luxury goods and service brands.
So you have, like, Wheels Up and Deuce...
Exactly right.
And Kuyat, the
Diamond, and, you know, Custom Clothiers, and Inspirato, the Vacation Club, and so many more. And then we also have, which people really love, is our rewards program. So you earn points, think of it like Amex points or airline miles, for being a good member, sending back your watch on time and in good shape, for renewing, and especially for telling and referring your friends. And those points equate, within a year, you'll have enough points for an extra month or an upgrade.
That's huge.
Within 2, 3 years, it can be a complimentary membership, or most importantly, it's hard cash off a watch you don't want to part with.
So that's massive.
We can send you a watch, you fall in love with it, and you say, hey, how much? And we'll be like, oh, it's 50,000 points. You have 52,000 points. Keep it. We'll send you the box and papers.
Amazing. Amazing.
So
who else is going to do that?
No one. It doesn't exist.
Wow. And so do you think, like, it's just a matter of time then before, you know, all the watch companies step up on board? Like, it, you know, I mean, I would personally, just from, and I love the brand, obviously, I want everybody to, you know, embrace this.
I think, most entrepreneurs are eternal optimists, right? You're paranoid, but you're optimistic. It's a weird hybrid. I think that our audience, I know our members, they're unbelievable. That's the perfect data set. You know, they're unbelievable. They're watch lovers. They're all luxury-oriented, consumer-oriented. They're stylish. They all have great jobs. They do very well. They're younger than you would imagine. And that's an audience the watch brands are dying
to
have relationships with. The information we're getting from them is information the brands are dying to have. And we're expanding the moat. So I view every brand playing ball with us now and deep into the future. Will some get it a little earlier than others? Sure. But we're not going anywhere. So, you know, it's one of those where whether it's today or it's tomorrow or it's a week from now, you know, proverbially, we'll be here.
And do you think, I mean, as far as the Apple Watch goes, you know, it's an interesting debate. It's come up many times for me as a journalist, as a blogger.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love its existence. I don't love the product. I love its existence.
The product is, you need your phone for the watch to work. And I know that the next generation will be, no, you don't need the phone for
right.
the watch. I get it. I know what they're doing.
But right now, the issue, the Apple Watch, I don't know a watch lover who has gotten an Apple Watch and said, this checks the box for me. I'm not wearing my nice watches anymore. I don't know one.
And that's the other thing. How do you view the Apple Watch or smartwatches? Because we had this conversation last year, and it could have changed. It could have, you know, been the same, but, you know.
I think that you're getting a tremendous amount of trial from folks who aren't used to wearing anything on their wrist, and some real percentage of them are going to trade into real watches.
Yeah.
And that trade, we're well positioned to be training wheels to do that. So I'm super excited about the popularity of this, of wearables,
yeah.
You know, that Apple's the vanguard of. But if you're a real watch collector, you want a few or more watches, you may want to wear the Apple Watch during the day and track your footsteps
and all
you know,
that
and all
stuff.
Of that. But I don't think when you're going to a nice dinner or an event or anything like that, you're still going to put on your nice watch.
I think John Mayer put it well. I think the Apple Watch is going to become the modern-day pocket watch. I can see that happen. You know, you put on your belt loop, you look at it, you track things, you get the information. If it, you know, one where you don't need the phone.
Right.
You know, I think that's what will happen, and I agree. I think everyone at some point will own it for the novelty of it.
Right.
Right.
But I also think you're talking about the entry level, the $300 to $500, $700 version. I still can't permutate the how you justify the $10,000 or $17,000.
No way. Because for that price, you could get a watch that holds its value, that you can pass down for generations.
Right.
That's mechanical.
This watch is going to be obsolete in a year or two.
Like
you
that.
Know it is. So dropping that kind of money on something that's guaranteed obsolete is hard.
And so, and what are your thoughts on, like, you know, IWC is doing the Connect. There's a lot of high-end watch brands that are trying to integrate technology with horology. Is that something that you think is a good thing, or do you think that that's kind of going to be obsolete, like the first generation Apple Watch till the next one comes out?
I don't know. I think that a lot of it, you know, there are some who are doing it in the watch and the movement, the mechanism itself. There are others who are doing it in the strap.
Yep.
If I had to vote, I'd say the strap's probably the better way to go than the watch itself.
Because you can always replace the strap.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
But it feels to me like it's like a gold rush right now. And no one knows exactly where to dig. Like, no one knows exactly where the wearable market shakes out. And so people are laying their, you know, putting their thing in the ground in all different spots.
Yep.
Someone's going to be right or close enough to right. A few people will. A lot of other people are going to keep digging and not find the gold.
Yeah.
And
hit their head.
You need a better crystal ball than I have to tell you exactly where the gold is.
Well, I think it's interesting, but I think, like you said, there will always be people who want to connect with their watches. And to me, connecting with your watch doesn't mean reading your emails. It means appreciating it for the mechanics of it, for the quality of it, for the craftsmanship of it, for the exclusivity of it.
Right.
And I think that's what wristwatches provide rather than technology. I think technology is important, but let that be on your phone. When it comes to, you know, like, you have this incredible thing where you just had, were mentioned on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm sure that that's going to become a term. It's going to become a terminology. Let's 11 James it, or let's, you know what I mean? Like, anything else. I mean, the reception from what I've seen, and I'm in and on a different side as a journalist.
Right.
You know, and that side is so geeky and so boring sometimes that you don't really get to see it.
We're all,
that's why we do this, right? But how do you view the reception of that, you know, from the marketing side of it? Like, I know when you did whatever you did with Avion, it was placed and it was mentioned and it became a real thing. Do you see that becoming, like, a standard for you? Like, you know how, basically, like, Uber and Lyft. I took a Lyft yesterday, and I said to the Lyft driver, I said, what about those guys who say to you, we're not so sure about it because we don't know if they're insured, we don't know this, we don't know that. And he said, those guys will never accept it. You know? Those guys aren't the guys that are signing on to our service.
Right.
Right? He was like, but they will accept it when it becomes a standard. They'll have to accept it.
Right.
It's like Blockbuster Netflix, right? It's exactly the same thing. Do you see this happening the same way?
I think the answer is yes. It's all relative. I mean, there's more taxi cabs around the country. Like, I'm optimistic, but I'm realistic. Are we Uber? No. It's a little more ubiquitous for a lot of other levels. But are there many tens of thousands of members in the country or potential members in the country who that would resonate with? Of course there are. And you just the key name of the game is execution. Could 100,000 people sign up in July and we could handle that? No, of course we could. I don't have the supply to match that.
Right. So that'll be a good problem to have, right?
It's a high class problem, but high class problems are still problems.
Regardless.
Right. So we are growing as fast as we can while maintaining an exceptional level of highly personalized service. And we're adding resources all the time so that we will be able to add many hundreds of members a month and ultimately thousands of members a month, but not overnight.
Okay.
And it was the same thing with Uber. Uber started in San Francisco. Then it went to New York. Then it started adding multiple cities at a time.
Now it's
ubiquitous.
Yeah.
I think it's the same exact... We don't need to be so geographic-centric other than like we're North American-centric right now, U.S.-centric. But I think that you control your growth and then all of a sudden you have the resources to blow it out. But for right now, we're growing at a very healthy clip. Growing for a real startup doing, you know, millions of dollars of revenue, growing 3 or 4x per year is really nice.
It's massive. And it's only been a little over a year now, right?
Yeah, not even a year and a half.
That's amazing. Well, Randy, thank you really very much for this opportunity once again. Check out www.11james.com.
Thank you. And that's E-L-E, the word, E-L-E-D-E-N, James.
Sign up so that you can get, you can immerse yourself in the watch world. It's really an amazing service Randy's providing for the world. I'm very, very fortunate to have this opportunity to interview him again for the second time. And as you know, and as I said in the last interview, I'm a huge fan. I love what you're doing, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds. My friend.
Thank you so much, always.
Thank you, Randy. Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview, follow-up interview that I did from New York a few weeks back. I interviewed Randy over a year ago before he actually launched his company, and I just feel very grateful and honored to have had the opportunity again, and I'm very proud of him. He deserves all the success. He's a great guy. I appreciate catching up with him. I actually caught up with him in Vegas a couple weeks before that, so it was great to see him twice this year already, and I'm sure we're going to do a lot together. And if you get the opportunity, please go to www.11james.com to try before you buy. It's an incredible service. 11 James offers something that no other company in the watch industry offers: the experience of being able to really try these and engage with these without committing to buying one. I highly recommend you do that. And so thank you, Randy, for the opportunity. I'd also like to thank Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's nothing to think about. You want the best sunglasses in the world, whether it be prescription, restoration, vintage, new. They got it all. Go to Las Vegas at Retrospects.com or www.retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time. I'd also like to thank Cape Cod Polish and Cloth. You want to polish your watch like a professional for under $20, please go to www.capecodpolish.com. You get a kit with 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and reusable gloves. And it's the best thing ever. I've been using that for over 15 years. So you'll feel really good about the experience. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. You can check out my Facebook watch page, and don't forget to like it. If you want to be immersed with watch news without being committed to a daily blog, I will throw the link below, and you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one-and-done process, and it's over. Also, check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Email me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.